This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. She called them mountain mothers, Appalachian women with nimble fingers and a skill for handcrafting woven goods for their families. She was Dr. Mary Martin Sloop, a medical missionary who, with her husband Dr. Eustace Sloop, came to the isolated and impoverished mountain town of Krosnor to practice medicine in 1911. As they became acquainted with the community, they began to realize that there were many needs to be met there besides just medicine. One of them was education. And a few years after their arrival, the Sloops created Krosnor School to house and educate local children. The other need was for better economic opportunities. In 1920, Mary established the Krosnor Weaving Program to preserve the craft as well as create a source of income. Women from the area made hand-woven rugs and coverlets at home to sell through the school, sometimes earning the equivalent of 10 cents per hour, just a few pennies short of what local men made breaking rock for construction of the Blue Ridge Parkway. A weaving room was constructed in 1935 that enabled women to work on larger looms on campus, and eventually more than 40 looms were running there. These mountain mothers were at the forefront of an American craft revival that spawned Penland School, Biltmore Industries, John C. Campbell School, and the Southern Highland Craft Guild, and launched a worldwide demand for Appalachian crafts. The Weaving Room still exists as a working museum, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places and is the only early weaving center still in production. It remains an economic engine for the community as well, where many of the descendants of the original mountain mothers continue to create products for shops throughout the mountains, as well as the Krosnor Gallery. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.